Huge outdoor rock music concerts were a popular source of community for hippies during the 1960s. The largest of these was the Woodstock Music Festival. In August 1969, about 500,000 young people converged on a 600-acre farm near the tiny rural town of Bethel, New York. The musicians, including Joan Baez, Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, as well as Carlos Santana and Richie Havens, were a powerful attraction. So too was the availability of drugs. For 3 days, the assembled flower children reveled in good music, cheap marijuana, and free love. But the Woodstock karma was short-lived. When other promoters tried to repeat the scene 4 months later, this time at Altamont, California, the counterculture encountered a criminal culture. The Rolling Stones hired Hell's Angels motorcycle gang members to provide the security for their show. In the midst of Mick Jagger's performance of Sympathy for the Devil, the drunken white motorcyclists beat to death a black man wielding a knife in front of the stage. 3 other spectators were accidentally killed that night. Much of the vitality and innocence of the counterculture died with them. After 1969, the hippie phenomenon began to wane. Drug guru Timothy Leary lamented, "It was a good time. Then we went so far that we lost it." The counterculture had become counterproductive. Thousands of young teenage runaways had joined the movement, bringing with them plenty of adolescent idealism, but no historical consciousness of the roots of cultural rebellion or the practical consequences of bohemian living. The counterculture also developed both faddish and fashionable overtones. Entrepreneurs were quick to see profits in protest. Retailers developed a banner business in faded blue jeans, surplus army jackets, beads, incense, and sandals. Health food stores and head shops appeared in shopping malls alongside Neiman Marcus and Sears. Rock music groups, for all their lyrical protests against the capitalist system, made millions from it. As one wit recognized, the difference between a rock king and a robber baron was about 6 inches of hair. Many of the flower children grew tired of their riches-to-rags existence and returned to school to become lawyers, doctors, politicians, accountants, and university professors. The search on the part of alienated youth for a better society and a good life was filled with both comic and tragic aspects. It reflected the deep social ills that had been allowed to fester throughout the post-World War II period.